You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Development around Syracuse University and along the Genesee Street Corridor is leading to transformation. That was the message from the University Hill Corporation at its annual meeting Wednesday. President David Mankiewicz draws attention to numerous housing and other projects underway right now.
The Marshall, a $40.5 million mixed-use complex, is being built at 727 South Cross Avenue. Peak Campus is constructing Theory Syracuse, a 604-bed, $66 million project. The 505 on Walnut is under construction. It represents an investment of $46.4 million.
Add to that multi-million dollar projects at Upstate Medical, Syracuse University, the VA Medical Center, and SUNY ESF. And he adds most of that is private investment, not taxpayer funding. Mankiewicz says all the progress can have an impact on jobs and the economy.
As of today, there are 1,200 career opportunities open on the Hill. At the current average wage for higher education and healthcare institutions, an additional annual payroll of $60 million could be generated if all the jobs were filled.
Another impact would be on transportation with more people coming and going. Acting Thruway Director and former State Transportation Commissioner Matt Driscoll addressed the elephant in the room issue of Interstate 81. He didn't give any hint about the plan for the viaduct, but says the state wants to support continued progress along the corridor.
After all, this project is more than a bridge or a highway reconstruction project, and it should be viewed, in my opinion, as a land use planning effort as well. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to reimagine Syracuse and Central New York for the next 75 years.
Driscoll says the state supports other transportation changes that could reduce pollution and congestion, such as clean mass transit and researching driverless cars. For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.